This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Jono and Harry driving you home this evening. And Jono, I am beyond excited. In the studio,
we have the lovely Penny Fleur. Welcome back to Joy 94.9.
Thank you.
A real housewife of Melbourne.
A real housewife of Melbourne.
Hey, look, we're up to part 9 we had last Sunday of the new series of Housewives. Do you sit down each Sunday and watch it?
Absolutely, with my family.
Really?
Yes.
Do your family get a bit nervous?
They watch it, they giggle, and then they walk away.
Yeah, so it's
not a word. So it's
very, but last episode, you had a bit of a bust up with Gina. Have we hugged, made up over it?
Oh, absolutely. We always do. We film and then we go out and have some champagne.
But hey, a lot of these, because this was your first time doing it, and so now it's put you in the public eye, very much so. A lot of these shows are all about the editing. Do you think the producers have made you look good on the show? Are you happy with how you've been portrayed? Or do you sometimes watch it and go, why did they put that bit in?
Let me put it this way. I signed up for it. So I'm, you know, ready for how they see fit to put me on and expose me. I'm doing a job, and I hope I'm doing a bloody good job and entertaining Australia and the world, hopefully.
Now, you've had some interesting fashion choices, and some of the other housewives have made fun of your look. Do you take that on board, or are you just like, whatever?
When you, you know, clothes and outfits are, you know, it's how you feel when you carry it. And if I feel fabulous and, you know, fantastic in them, it doesn't matter. Outside opinion, you know, doesn't really matter. I'm feeling great, so that's all that matters. And I think we should carry ourselves with a lot of pride in what we wear. And you know what? I have a platform to experiment and have a dress up, you know, party really, or you know, whatever, and I love doing it.
Speaking of dress ups, I saw you the other day in Collins Street, all dressed up doing a photo shoot.
Now that wasn't a dress up, and that was real.
But it was like I'm wearing a very nice dress, but you were doing a photo shoot in Collins Street in between trams.
Yeah.
You were kind of running out when the trams weren't coming and someone was taking photos. What was that all about?
Well, you know, we put ourselves into every situation to get a great photo, and it's about jumping in and out of the tram and jumping in behind and in front of the tram. So, you know, it's all about the look and it's all about the photo. So I do whatever I have to do to capture the feeling, or whatever I have to capture, to be honest.
You're probably surprised a few people on the tram.
Yes, there was a lot of surprises.
I'd like to call that a danger photo shoot.
It was a danger photo shoot and fun too.
Absolutely. Now, when you're out and about in the public, do you get stopped for selfies, stopped in the supermarket? How do you cope with...
I do, and I love it. I feel that I'm very approachable, and if you're out there and you see me, you know, don't be shy. I'm very much a people's person, and I love my fans, and I'll love to give you all a hug, and yeah, I enjoy it.
One thing with this show, though, and we spoke to it with some of the other housewives last year, is it does promote bullying and that fact that you can be bullied, because people online nowadays will give you their opinion on Twitter and they'll say nasty things, which is a bit horrible. Do you respond to that? How do you cope with it? Do you have people that filter it out? Because, I mean, you are exposing yourself to criticism, which can be really difficult.
Yeah, look, people don't know the real person.
Yeah.
The true person. And obviously, you know, trying to get a personality from a TV show is pretty
difficult.
Damn wrong.
Yeah.
if you know, to me, I'm entertaining, and hopefully that's what I'm doing in my job. And I signed up for it. So, you know, I have to expect with any type of, you know, there's so many people out there, you know, put themselves out there. They get into this social media battle. And my audience is not those people who sit back, you know, behind their computers and you know, talk.
Yeah.
I think my audience are the guys who, you know, watch it, laugh, you know, entertain themselves and switch off and go about doing their work.
Because it's fun, you know, you play up to a character almost.
Of course. It's about drama. I mean, I got to bring it. You know, I'm not there to sit there and look pretty.
Yeah.
If you have an opinion, you know, you give it. And I wouldn't have been cast if I wasn't going to be able to give my opinion. And we're not going to love, not everyone's going to love us.
Mm.
And not everyone's going to get us. And for my fans out there who love me, I love you back. And for the fans who hate me, I love you even more.
Hey, one thing that has been a hot topic of conversation on this series is your book, which is called Switch the Bitch.
It certainly is.
And we will talk more with Petty Fleur about the book next on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 has a huge range of programs available for podcast. In fact, Joy is one of the largest podcasting communities on community radio. If you haven't checked out our podcasting service, you're missing out. Visit joy.org.au, click on the podcast tab, and you'll find a list of Joy programs regularly sharing the best interviews, news, and reviews. There's tens of thousands of hours for you to enjoy, so check it out now, joy.org.au.
8 minutes to 6 o'clock with Harry and Jono. We have got a very special guest in the studio from The Real Housewives of Melbourne. The lovely Petty Fleur is with us. Petty Fleur, you've written a book.
I certainly have.
And it's called Switch the Bitch. Now, each time on the TV show, you try and explain what this book is about, and it seems to just confuse everybody. I don't know if that's because the housewives can't understand it, but can you explain in the simplest of terms, what is this book about?
The book is about switching your inner bitch. Very simple.
Okay.
Okay, so it's about getting control of your thought processes instead of going from your emotional, instead of us women, we go into our emotional places.
Men have a K.
Men have a K, exactly. Yeah. We're emotional, so we go straight to our emotions and react to things. It's about changing that to going into your thought process and taking control of that and just stepping back and realize that sometimes certain things don't work to give you the results you want.
Mm.
And it's about really switching that inner bitch and not being a bitch. Not people have somehow misunderstood the book and they think that I'm talking about being a bitch or you know, whatever. But it's absolutely about switching your inner bitch. I'm not talking about women being bitches.
Mm.
I need to clarify that very clearly. It's about switching the inner bitch.
Now, why do you think women, and let's face it, some guys, need this book?
Guys are going to buy it and give it to their women, and women are going to read it and connect to it.
I was going to give it to a few gay boys I know that have got the inner bitch.
Actually, there's a couple of gay boys that I've handed it over to, and they've already told me that they can see some bitches in them.
But we were talking about this before, Harry and I. Like, if you gave it to someone as a present, wouldn't they be offended? Like, if it was Harry's birthday, for example, and I give her a copy of Switch the Bitch, she might be thinking, John thinks I'm a bitch, and I need to do something.
It's a book, honey, and you're probably right. She might be a bitch.
I'm not giving you a copy.
Okay.
But you should read it. I'm just saying.
I think everyone should read. As I said, every single woman has a bit of bitch in her. Who begs to differ?
Exactly. Now, what's one tip that you think is the essence of the book or that we could take away?
You can take away just about every chapter in that book. It's about real life women and their struggles. It's based on true stories of women I've met and had the pleasure of sharing their stories. So as far as plagiarism, I can answer that question already. It's not. It's real life people, authentic stories to their own true lives. And it's just based on what they have done to be in the position they are and how we can switch that behavior by switching the inner bitch to give you the calm and grace and the happiness that I've been able to give myself by understanding this formula and allowing myself to live so happily. Like when I walk into the room, I'm always happy. Whatever I do, I'm happy. I bring that joy to other people and I always get positive feedback from my friends and people who are close to me because they love being around me rather than being a very angry, nasty bitch all the time. I have switched the bitch.
Right.
Because it's not about getting rid of your bitch because, you know, bitches get jobs done, let's face it.
Yeah.
But it's about sort of controlling your emotions and how to channel that into it for good.
Absolutely. It's not an on and off button either. It's about switching it and staying that way.
Hey, if people want to get a copy of the book, you're doing an official launch and signing this Thursday. Give us the details.
It's at the Saint Hotel. It's between, the signing is taking place between 6 and 9 p.m. I will stay around for my fans and give them a little bit of a hug and take some photos during and after. So please come and join me and, you know, just have an open mind about reading this amazing book.
And also you can get a copy of the book at the signing, can't you?
Yes, you can get a copy of the book, and it will be obviously a signed copy. And then you have a chance to get in the draw for an opportunity to have a dinner with me, and you will know exactly what this kind of bitch is.
I wouldn't mind going having dinner with you. Sounds like a fabulous idea.
Oh, that'll be lovely.
Shame you got your body corporate.
Especially, I'm coming back to Housewives for a minute, because they put a clip online this week of your apartment.
Yes.
A house tour of Petty Floor's house. I thought, I wouldn't mind going for dinner.
And did you invite any of the other housewives to the launch?
Every single housewife has been invited. It's up to them if they,
have
you know.
Have you given them a copy of the book? I read this.
Yes, I have already done a launch for the show last year, as you know.
Yeah.
But this is a sign-in, because now I'm able to release it. I couldn't release it until now.
Mm.
It was launched last year. But releasing, I couldn't do that until the show went to air.
Petty Fleur, always lots of fun to have you here at Joy 94.9. Thanks for popping in and seeing us.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
I look forward to having a glass of champagne and switching the bitch with you on Thursday night.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
You're on Joy 94.9. 2 minutes to six with Harry and Jono.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.